Well, I think it's never enjoyable when you lose, and I think that players care about winning, and I think it shows. They, it's just something that comes with the life that we're in, and so not much you can do. You just got to try and control your situation. Our situation is to try to get the morale up, and the players are know what they have to do, and they're hard on themselves. And I don't know exactly what it is you want me to tell you. But, so that's what we try to do, is try to get a little bit positive if we can. And people are going to say what they say. We have to make sure that we're supporting each other, and we're strong as a group. That's the key thing for us.
Paul, do you see frustration at the end of a period? Like, if you do play well in the first period, but how about 0-0 or down 1-0? Do you see it in the faces in the room, or?
Well, you see it in the way that they play, the way that they grip their stick. A lot of things bounce off people, don't finish plays. The execution isn't great at times, and I think that's where you see a lot of it, It's not like they're sitting there banging their heads against the wall or anything like that, It's hard on players. It's not an easy task, Like, players want to win, and they want to try and help. Sometimes they overdo it, and they overplay, and they end up creating more issues. They're not doing it by design. They just do it because they want to try to make things right, And sometimes they get away from the team game and stuff like that. It's just natural.
Like, was there a mood swing at the end of the second period last night?
Well, like you're talking about what that started the first shift of the third. Like, was there a mood swing? Well, it would have been a disappointment. I mean, we just went ahead. I mean, and how could you not be disappointed in that scenario? I mean, you've got really 50 seconds to just hold on, walk in with a lead. I mean, against a good team, it would have been a lot of frustration, I'm sure, But that's not the time to go in and pounce on your team, which I didn't do. But they would have been upset,
Andrew says he hasn't seen much of the Sabres. What have you seen out of Buffalo over these past months?
Well, they press up a lot. They play very aggressive on the forecheck. I'm sure that they'll be getting after our defense. And, I know Ryan Miller's playing well. Obviously, that line with Vanek and Hodgson and Pominville's a top line for them, So being aware of them and making sure we try to get matched up against them was going to be really important. But they play a very aggressive game, especially on the forecheck, So we're going to have to find some ways to alleviate the pressure.
Well, in your consultations with your coaches, when you're looking at video and whatnot about your power play, do you ever come to any conclusions, like, if we could just do a little bit more of this or that, we would break out, or we would really get going?
About which play did you
About the
say?
power play in particular?
Well, we're not, it's not like we're getting six chances a game. That's the first thing. We're getting a couple of chances a game, and we're not creating very much on it. I mean, there's not a lot of in-zone time, so that's certainly a concern. Yeah, well, don't worry. We talk about it enough. We watch clips, and at the end of the day, I'm the one that's responsible for the special teams and all of those things, I mean, we have people that dig in and manage that area, but at the end of the day, I'm watching it as well. The execution and the turnovers that we create isn't great, and so that's a concern of ours. Breakout, is it breakout? Is it in zone? Now, sometimes, like, you look at the first breakout we had last night, was perfectly executed. Went down the left side, and Wheeler cut into the middle and had a play at the net. It was a good play, and everything went well. And that's pretty much the last one we saw after that, So.
Anthony Bluso making a bid to get on your shootout list.
Yeah, I know, pretty impressive, isn't he? You know what? He's got to be a guy that I got to get in to play, So don't worry, I'm taking notice. He had a good practice the other day as well.
Thanks.